Blog Talk Radio.
And I need you, and I want you to come over. My opinion, I personally always say that. Intent, yes. I think it's an area of transgender BDPN. I'm sorry, no, I don't think that they should be fighting transgenders. However, I don't think that transgenders but with that being said, though, if you put yourself in a dangerous situation, you have to understand that that is what it was. I don't feel like anybody should be attacked.
What's going on, everybody? It's your boy Armand, and we are live in the studio back with another video. All right, so I want to make sure you guys can hear me. Are we good? Can you guys hear me pretty clearly? Let's just do a sound check. Sound check, 2, 1, 2. Let's make sure you can hear me. I'm not even sure if this is even popping up. Hold on, let me see. Can y'all hear me? Uh-oh, I don't know if YouTube is even sending out the notification, child. Why do they like to play at my face like this? Y'all can hear me? Let me see. Okay, we here? Okay.
Y'all can hear me? Let me see.
All right. Y'all can hear me. Cool. So I'm here today to discuss a topic that people have been kind of asking me what my opinion was on it. But before we get into it, if you're a return subscriber, then you know how this thing goes. And if you're a new subscriber, welcome and hello. All right. So, yeah, I don't know why there's no notification being sent out. Maybe people will get it later because YouTube didn't even set up the they haven't even set it up where people can – like where you could even preview the live without me sharing it. So some of you guys might be getting this late, which is really, really unfortunate because we should really be getting into some things right now. All right. So I'm live on Facebook and I'm live on YouTube. And so we're going to just jump right in and get into some things. So the question of the day is, should straight men be allowed to fight gay men and or transgenders? Or is it okay for straight men to have an altercation with a gay man or a transgender and actually, you know, and fight and if it comes to blows? And here's my opinion. I'm going to speak about the gay male piece first. As far as gay men, I definitely think that it's okay for straight men and gay men to duke it out. However, I do think that it depends on the intent of the straight man. I feel as though if there is a gay, if as a straight man, There is an opportunity for the straight man to be typically more, to be a little bit stronger or to be a little bit more aggressive. Not all cases, but a lot of cases, some gay men are smaller in stature. Some aren't as strong as straight men. So I think as a straight man, you need to decide, is it worth it? If this is a scenario where you know that you can obviously beat this dude up, then I don't know what would be the point of attacking a gay man that you know that you could beat up. You know what I'm saying? Because if you don't get any points for attacking a gay man or fighting a gay man that is soft, like softer than you. However, if it's a gay man that's, you know, popping off at the mouth and he like, you know, he's with the smoke and y'all get into some things, all right, y'all duke it out. Now, straight men, understand that there are some gay men that's going to tap that ass. So, if you do get it tapped, then you have to understand that it needs to stay there because you can't come back with retaliation and because you felt embarrassed that you got beat up by a gay man. And see, this, and for that reason, I think sometimes straight men should not actually fight gay men because a lot of times, you know, you underestimate some of the gay men and, you know, you might gag. And then what happens is, what I mean by gag is, you know, the straight guy might get his ass whooped and then now he feels some type of way because he thought he was going to beat this gay boy up in front of everybody and this gay boy beat him up. So now the straight boy comes back and now wants to retaliate and hurt the gay man permanently. So I think it's a catch 22. If you're going to go into this fight with this gay man, understand that there is a possibility that, you know, you can lose that fight. I think sometimes these straight men feel like, oh, that's a punk. He's soft. I'm going to slap this nigga. You know what I mean? I'm going to show this punk to stop talking. He talked too much. But sometimes those straight men will get that ass whooped. And then now they're taken back like, well, I just been embarrassed. Or, you know, you got some female because they even try to do it online. You got these females that think that they man is hard. So they be trying to gas they man up like, oh, you know, fight my man, fight my man. But your man could get his ass whooped in front of you and all his friends. And then what's going to happen? So then your man going to want to come back and kill me because he then got embarrassed. He got beat up by a gay boy. So you really have to understand, is it worth it? What's the situation? Now, somebody said, why is this a topic? That was a good question. The reason why this is a topic is because there was an episode of Love and Hip Hop where A1, guys don't watch Love and Hip Hop, I'm sorry, but there was A1 and Mr. Ray. A1 basically sucker punched Mr. Ray, and Zell Swag's girlfriend says that A1 should not have hit a gay man. And Zell, being a bisexual man, he was like, you know, gay men should be able to get it too. So that's why we're talking about it, because it was on TV this past Monday night. If you hadn't watched Love and Hip Hop Hollywood, that's kind of what prompted the conversation that I'm having. So I'm sorry I didn't make that clear. But yes, that's why we're talking about it today, because it was quite, and if you follow me on Instagram, then you know what I'm talking about. That's why it's very important for you to follow me on Instagram and on Twitter and on Facebook, so you know exactly what I'm talking about when I'm talking about it. Okay? All right. So, in my opinion, I feel like it's situational and scenario-based. Because, and I feel like it depends on the intent, because I know there's a lot of straight men who try to pick on gay men for no reason. And I think that's unnecessary. And my thing is this, I don't mind a straight man wanting to fight me or wanting to attack me. Just make sure you have that same energy with a real man. Like, I don't want you, as a straight man, don't be so quick to slap me in my face. But with a straight nigga, you want to have a conversation. It's bro, let's have a conversation. No, just as fast you was ready to swing on me, be ready to swing on the straight guy, another straight male, the same way. Or just as fast as you was ready to swing on me, because, you know, on the outer, and it may seem as though I'm more feminine than others. So maybe there's a more masculine looking gay man, but you don't really know that he's gay. So because he appears to be a little bit more masculine, you might approach him differently. No. I don't think that it's fair if a straight man looks at a gay man and says, oh, and looks at his femininity or sees that he's a little bit softer. So now his patience have gotten lower, or now he wants to pop off and be hard because he feels like he can get a win. An easy win, or he feels tough. So that's kind of how I feel about the situation. However, I feel like, you know, anybody can get it. If a gay boy and a straight boy have an altercation, they can fight. If a straight man try me and I say something to him and I'm with it, or vice versa, and he want to fight me, then we're going to fight. We're going to get into it. But I'll tell you this, me being a skinnier, smaller gay boy, and I know I don't really play those games with straight men, and I know a lot of them, you know, some of them are stronger than me. I'm not going to play those games with straight men. This is what I told all my boys, and this is what I'll continue telling the boys that's watching. You don't play with these straight men, because a lot of people want you to, you know, sometimes the reality is a lot of the gay boys are a little bit softer than the straight men. So sometimes they will, you know, they'll beat you. They'll try to beat you up because they know, they feel like you're an easy target. So what you do, you know, to the gay boys out there, you make sure you got your mace. You make sure you got you a blade. Ain't no fair fight with these straight niggas. Okay. So you go for the gusto, because that they're going to try to go for the gusto on you. I tell all my boys that, let me tell you something, even if you don't win the fight, you let that straight nigga know that is not the tree he want to run up on again. He going to think twice the next time he mess with one of the gay boys, thinking that we just all going to fall to the floor crying. You slice, you dice, you cut, you make that nigga go home to his girlfriend and be like, what happened? Period. I'm not playing with no straight man. I swear to God, if I was in an altercation with a straight man and straight men have tried me, I'm not playing with them. I'm not playing with no straight men. I am going for blood because I know that that straight man is going to try me. I'm going for blood. I'm not playing with no straight man. I'm not. I'm not playing with no straight man on any day. Not playing with him. I'm not playing. Even if I lose, you're going to know I stopped by. I'm not playing with no straight man. Period. I'm not playing with that. Especially, yeah, somebody said my son went to that high school, especially in high school. Straight men will, you know, will pick on you and you'll be, you kind of nervous, you're a little scared. Listen, you make sure you got something on you at all times. You mace, you pepper spray, you cut, and you fight and you don't stop. And then you run if you have to, bitch. Period. So those are my thoughts on it. Now, as far as the trans community, that's a very, 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 very touchy kind of conversation. How I feel when it comes to the trans conversation is this. I feel like if I just think that it's, this is a word, this is where it's hard for the trans conversation because there's still a large population of the straight community that don't view trans women as women. Some of them still view them as men. I'm trying to find the footing in this. But technically, they are still women. So in a sense, I don't think a straight man should be fighting a trans woman. I'm going to go with that. I don't think that you necessarily should. If it identifies with female, don't fight. However, if you're a trans woman, make sure you don't put yourselves in situations of, in my opinion, of deception. You know what I'm saying? Like, don't do anything deceptive that can cause some type of reactional situation. However, if there's just a transgender walking down the street, they shouldn't be picked on or bullied any day. And that's why, too, the transgenders need to stay laced, stay strapped, because a lot of straight men out there see trans women as ultra feminine gay boys or whatever the case may be, and they want to beat them up because they look like the way that they're dressed. So that's why I feel like when a lot of straight men try to attack gay men, that's why I think a lot of times transgenders get it worse, because they're only doing it because they feel like you're soft, or you feel like you're a punk. They feel like they're a punk. They're not doing it because it was a genuine altercation. They're doing it because they're picking on you. Because I'll tell you, I've met some real straight niggas. They're like, I don't fight gay boys. Like, I may not fuck with you, I just don't fight gay boys. Like, it's no, you know what I mean? I'm just not. Because typically they'd be like, yo, like, it's not, I don't get nothing out of fighting a gay boy. Number one, if I win, it's like, okay, you fought a gay boy. Number two, if I lose, it's like, you got your ass whipped by a gay boy. So at the end of the day, it's like, bro, you know what I mean? Unless you really felt disrespected. But I don't like the straight men that, I mean, pick on trans and pick on, you know, softer looking gay men or more petite gay men. Or feel like, you know, you want to fight a gay, you'll fight a gay boy faster than you'll fight a real nigga on the street. Like, I don't like that. Should trans women fight real women? Whoo. Whoo. No. I don't think trans women should fight women either. But at the same time, then there's another rabbit hole. There is shit the studs, because the studs think that they shit the studs be running up on niggas. And then they get knocked out. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, but at the same time, there's women who try to fight gay boys. And I literally will run up. I've had girls literally run up, and I'm like, bitch, you better back up. Like, do not run up on me. Like, there's girls that will try to run up on you. And you be like, girl. And there are some women that can fight. But there are some transgenders that will make you straight people know it. Them transgenders. And there's some big, stronger ones, too. that'll bing, bow, boom you in a second. You know what I'm saying? So you really cannot play. But listen, I'm going to open up the line. I'm scared. I'm live on Facebook. I'm live on YouTube. I'm trying to see what the people are saying because we're getting into some things. Hold on. And so I'm gonna put the call-in number up so the people can call in. Okay. We got the lines open. Let's see if we're gonna get into some things. Let me see. All right, the lines are open. The number is 563-999-3658. I don't know why YouTube is not sending out that notification or what's going on, but get in while you can now. Let's get into some things. Let's get into some things. Okay, let's see. Three, 347-0298, you live on the air. Can you hear me?
Hello?
Yes.
Oh, hey. I just wanted to say I agree with a lot of the points that you said. I feel as if, you know, people can feel whatever you want to feel like a girl, you want to feel like a boy. Anybody can feel any way they want. But at the end of the day, a man is a man. So when A1, I felt in his case, I forgot the guy's name, but he hit him because he felt as if he was softer than him. I felt like if it was some another man of another stature, he wouldn't have tried it.
Well, I also feel that way about loving him, because if you remember, hold on, because I gotta get the sound together. But if you remember when A1 was going through the stuff with Lyrica last year with Safari, and even going through it with Ray J, you know, they were doing the more, you know, pretending like they were gonna fight. Niggas weren't really just running up and swinging. You know what I mean? And here this man is saying basically, you know, he done smashed your wife. And, you know, but even the security had A1 and Safari separated. I didn't like how the security didn't jump in and be more present and more ready in the scenario where A1 was able to even hit Mr. Ray like that. Hold on. I need my headphones. Go ahead.
I even noticed in the second scene when he threw the drink on him. You saw how scared A1 was acting. He didn't expect that. So that's how you know that, you know, I don't want to say it, but I think that A1 is, a P-U-S-S-Y anyway, because he had all that energy when he knew that Mr. Ray wasn't going to do anything back. But when he saw him throw the drink, it's like now he's scared.
Well, I think that they let Mr. Ray throw that drink on A1. I think that they did that to try to lighten up the load. And I think A1 just took that. But the real low was A1 slapping and chin checking Mr. Ray like that. That was disrespectful.
Mm-hmm. But I do agree. I feel like if a straight guy is just trying to mess with a guy because he's gay, you're in the wrong. Like no matter what, you're in the wrong. So I want if it's a gay guy who's talking crap to a straight man, then you are gonna have to man up. And, you know, mm-hmm. fight him because, you know, you are the one who is, you know, starting up trouble. So I basically agree with everything you were saying. I feel that sometimes people want to put, even for instance, when gay guys have arguments with girls and they fight girls, I feel like you're a man, she's a woman, you doing that makes no sense either. So I feel like sometimes people will want to look down on people because of a label. But, you know, like you said, it depends on, like, the scenario, the case, like, what's going on with the situation.
All right. Thank you, caller. Bye. All right. We got to take some more calls. Area code 443-8181. You're live on the air.
Hey, Armand.
Hey, what's going on?
Yeah, I think that, oh, first of all, this is Mo from B-More.
Shout out to you.
I think that I don't really agree if guys want to fight a stud. I don't agree if a gay guy even wants to fight. If a straight guy wants to fight, you know, a gay guy. It's just one of those things where, you know, people have insecurities about themselves. That's just my opinion. Right?
Hold on, what you saying?
I think that it's just like an insecurity issue. Like, for instance, like with a straight guy, right? Like, say if I'm like, I deal with women, right? So I'm a stud. So, you know, guys get mad about that. Insecurities come into play. Things like that.
Okay.
So, I don't know. I can't even really go into detail with it. But I'm just so happy to get on the line with you. I've been trying to get on. I just joined you today.
Thank you. And, thank you for becoming a member.
Yeah, big ups for you because I listen to you every day. Sometimes I miss you. I got to go and, you know, listen to the repeat sessions. But I love your channel. I love you so much.
Thank you so much. Bye. All right. Okay, 302-9601. You're live on the air.
Yo, I don't care about what none of the other two callers just had to say because I just looked at the topic. It says, is it okay for straight men to fight gay men or trans? Nigga, is you drunk? Is this even a topic right now?
First yeah, it's a topic. Do you have a question or do you have something
matter.
To say or not?
Yeah, I do because, I mean, first of all, in my opinion, trans, whatever, shouldn't be putting their hands on anybody because right now, isn't it such a fight for the trans community to be made a part of the regular community? The last thing they need to be doing is trying to fight or get in any type of physical altercation with anybody.
Okay.
Because their main fight is trying to be a part of society, correct?
Okay.
And be made equal, correct? So my thing is, what is this? Why is this even a topic? The last thing people, because I'll be seeing a lot of this on YouTube and I see it, you know, in the media, whatever.
Is this your first time calling? This your first time seeing this topic?
Is this my first time seeing this topic? This is my first time calling. You know, I'm subscribed to you, you know, but I'm not on every video, you know.
Okay,
I mean?
So the reason why this is a topic is because, do you watch Love and Hip Hop?
Nah.
Okay, so like I said earlier, so the reason why this is a topic, A1 attacked Mr. Ray. A1 is a straight man. Mr. Ray is a gay man. A1 went and slapped Mr. Ray. And some people don't think that was okay for a straight man to just slap a gay man in the face. And other people think that it's okay. So that's why we're having this discussion. Is it okay for straight men to, you know, attack gay men if they have an altercation?
All the time. Men fight men all the time. Men fight men all the time. If you're going to talk shit, be ready to get the hands. That's simple as that. Now, was the dude talking shit?
Maybe.
Exactly.
But
point blank, period. Nah, there's no other argument after that because if you're going to talk shit to another man, be ready for them hands. It's simple as that. See, that's the problem. Gay people think they can just say what the fuck they want to say at any given moment, at any given time, and people ain't supposed to, you know, react to it. And so when they meet a real one, now it's a problem.
So are you a straight man?
I mean, I'm bisexual, but at the same time,
okay,
I get both points of view.
Okay, so then you should understand that if you're talking shit, then yeah, you can get popped up on. But
exactly.
my case in point is this. Have the same energy for straight men that you have with gay men. So if you have a zero tolerance,
that's what I said. Men fight men. That's why I said men fight men. But that's why I said that though. I said that's why men fight men. See, me personally, I've never gotten in a fight with another gay dude. Never. Now I have gotten in fights with plenty of, you know, straight niggas. Plenty in school, high school, middle school. You know what I mean? So it ain't no I can fight a gay nigga, but I can't fight a straight nigga. Niggas, men fight men. You're going to fight regardless. Now, if somebody going to come talking shit to me, they ain't got no business talking any type of shit to me, I'm going to go up in his mouth.
Well, that makes sense.
So it doesn't matter whether he's gay or straight, because just like you said, women running up on dudes. Look, I'm bisexual and so are my hands. But I ain't never put my hands on a woman either. But no woman ever tried me either.
You would, but if a woman tried you, you'd slap her.
I mean, I'm not going to beat her like a dude, but I'm definitely going to put her on the ground. Whether I got to pick her up and toss her, whatever. But I'm saying, but this is not the topic. The topic is you're trying to make it seem like gay men are on some type of level where they can't get popped because they're talking shit.
I never said that. Where did you hear me say that? Where did you hear me say that?
Well, that's what it seems like. That's what it seems like.
I'm sorry. Well, it shouldn't seem that way because that's not what I said. You should take what I said, because what I said is what I said, not what it seemed like. I said, I posed the question and we're talking about it. I said there are different levels to this. There's intent, which means if you consider me to be a little bit more feminine than you or softer than you, don't just come out and want to beat my ass with no resolve, but you wouldn't have that same energy with another nigga off the street.
But the issue was the boy was talking shit, because I don't watch Living Hip Hop. But I'm getting what you said. The issue was the boy was talking shit to the other nigga, and the other nigga, he actually went light and slapped him. So, and this is a problem. Because he's softer? No, the nigga was talking shit.
Oh, okay, so that was what started the conversation, but we're not going to make this just simply about love and hip-hop. But yeah, you're right. That is exactly what started. In that situation, for that love and hip-hop situation, I agree to a certain degree, but I just didn't like how in that scenario, the producers of the show, they basically kind of allowed A1 to get that close to him. They never allowed A1 to get that close to Safari or Ray J. And when A1 was that close to Ray J, he didn't just pop off. So that's when it comes to that particular show and that particular instance, I don't like when straight men have like little to zero patience for a gay boy. Like they'll pop off with no questions asked. But then when they get around other dudes or, you know, more masculine appearing men, it's more of a conversation. It's more of a like we're gonna bulk our chest up for 10 minutes. Sir. No, nigga.
Buddy.
If you're going but thank you, caller, because he sounded a little angry, and I'm not. I'm done talking. But thank you, because I don't know what he's talking about. 770-9665. You're live on the air.
I kind of agree with the last caller to a certain extent.
Okay.
But I agree with what you're saying as well. Like, have the same energy for every man if you fight men. You know what I'm saying? Like, he was jumping over tables, but it was so much security around. But he didn't really slap him. Like, he, like, tapped him, really. It really wasn't even that serious. But to make it, like, a gay straight issue, I don't agree with that, but I get what you're saying. Like, if you're going to slap him, slap any man that talks shit about you.
Yeah, like if you have a zero, if there's like if you that was my thing. Like, I don't mind. Men are men, gay or straight, whatever, you can fight. But at the end of the day, being a gay man, you know that certain men will try to press you harder because they feel like they can beat you or like they think that they can punk you. So I don't give them any points with that. Now, if you just like there's certain straight men that I know just don't give a damn about nobody. So I don't really even fuck with them. Like my weed man. Listen, that's a straight man that don't give a fuck about nobody. I don't play with him. And when I go to his house, I tell people, do not say nothing to him. Stay in this one spot. Don't move. I don't even move that much because he will pop off. He is crazy. I don't fuck with him. There's certain straight men I just already know they're crazy. But I know there's gay men that are that same level crazy. So they need to interact with each other. Certain straight men I don't fuck with because I'm like, listen, that motherfucker ain't got nothing to lose. That nigga will go clean off and shoot everybody in this motherfucker, including himself. I don't have time for that.
Thank you. I think if we're just looking at the topic, it's not wrong at all. But knowing the characters that's on Love & Hip Hop, it just came off corny because, my nigga, you never slapped anybody on that show. And so many people done tried you and said so many regular things.
They had a whole season last year about niggas sleeping with show girlfriend, and the nigga Safari was like, yeah, she wanted the D. And you never once time popped up. Niggas is apologizing and having conversations. No, nigga, that be my thing. And that's my, I don't care if you want to fight gay men, but don't be a punk and not have that same energy with a nigga that shows size or a nigga that, you know, can look you dead in the eye and y'all both, you know, have masculine energy. You know what I mean? Like, I just don't like the idea that so many people be so quick to pop off on gay boys.
When Zell was calling Summer Bunny being messy, he didn't even do that with Zell. So it's just like, I just feel like the subject probably needs to be changed because it really opens up a wide scope of
the subject doesn't need to be changed. That's what we're doing. We're having a conversation. The subject, it doesn't need to be changed.
I think that it needs to be, is it okay for A1 to
we're not making it about love and hip hop. It's about it's about gay. They are two people. It's not about love and hip hop. This is a broader conversation.
Yeah, and that's just sexual preference. So what does that got to do with this being a man?
So you don't agree. So just say that it's okay then. So that's the question. Is it okay or is it not? I don't understand why y'all don't get that. Is it okay or is it not?
It's okay.
Okay, well, that's all you have to say is you agree. It is okay.
And it's okay. Like, and I feel like the transgender, they haven't went to get their operation done at the bottom. It's okay for them to get popped too.
Okay. Wait a minute. Bring that back. You think it's okay for the transgenders if they have not had surgery to be attacked like men, to fight men?
Yeah, because I don't think it's okay for them to fight women if they want to get buck. I would have never allow a transgender person to fight my mom or my sister.
Right. I probably wouldn't either.
Okay, let's be real. And a lot of them, they play on the, oh, I'm a woman now, but they only using it for sexual escapades. So it is what it is. Even the famous ones, like the girl that we can't mention on your show. So it is what it is. That's how I feel. I'm not looking for anybody to agree with me. I said what I said, and I'm pretty much done.
Thank you, sir. Well, you said what you said. Bye.
All right, bye.
Yes, listen, we get into some things here, but I need you guys to understand. If you're going to call in, I need you to understand the topic. Don't be mad at me because I asked the question. It's either a yes or a no. Is it okay in your opinion or is it not? Don't try to find the right and or the wrong in the question. Because the right or the wrong is in your opinion. You have to decide that for yourself. Don't try to question what I think is the right or wrong way because it's not about me. I want to know what you guys think, okay? So don't make it about what I think it is, but this is the broader topic. We're bigger than just talking about love and hip-hop, love. Let's really get into some things. Private caller, you're live on the air. Okay, so we're getting into some things. Let me see what they're saying over there on Facebook. Somebody said, "Nah, gay man got them hands of a woman, power of a man. I gotta fight back or die." People are so stupid. Somebody said, just like it's okay for a gay man to slap someone, either or, people are people. You disrespect someone, then you suffer the consequences. Does anybody else want to call in? Okay. Now, for the transgender piece of this, that's a really touchy, because I have to ask myself, you know, if my sister was getting into it, you know, and she told me she got into it with a transgender and a transgender ran down on her. I don't know girl, I think we're going to pop. Like, I got to be real. Like, I'm not, you know, what do you mean? But I think it's going to depend on maybe the type of transgender. But see, that's where it's getting a little bit, crazy too, because you know they have different levels. They have some transgenders that are very, very soft and very, very fleshy. Then they have other transgenders that are very, very hard and very masculine. So it just depends. However, I don't know, girl. That'd be an iffy situation, because I don't think I would let my sister get ran down on by a transgender. All right, let's take another call. 951-8913, you live on the air.
Hello?
Yes.
Oh, hi. Hi, Armand. Hey. Oh my goodness, I can't believe I'm in here. Okay, I'll get to it quick. I think it's like, I really think it's about staying in your lane for the most part. I mean, obviously, a man can fight a man. That's fine. You know what I mean? But, you know, if you big old 6'4 dude, and there's a softer, like you said, gay man, like, what are you really doing? You just going to rock him for no reason? Like, come on. Like, there's nothing macho that you gain from that. Like, you should walk away. That's not your lane. A gay man that's soft and who's like, you know, even if he's getting on your damn nerves,
crap, right? If you built like Shaquille O'Neal and it's a gay man that's, you know, small, skinny, and petite, and you know with one hand, you could like, you think, oh, because you're a man, I'm just like, it's like, dude, what kind of real men actually, first of all, don't need to actually put hands on you to invoke fear. So
right.
If it actually gets to a point where it gets down to fighting, that means you really crossed the line. But most times, men will be like, "Yo, you need to chill, bruh," or like, you know what I mean, or just get out of here. You know what I mean? Like, you don't have to evoke fear by showing that you're tough, because you really are not tough by beating up this little gay boy.
Not at all. Not at all. Nothing impressive. Like and people are not going to pick your side at the end of the day. It's like, you know. Because we're coming to a different point. Like, people don't tolerate that type of mess no more. So, like, you know, as far as, like, the A1 thing, like, to me, he looked like a B-I-T-C-H when he hit him. Because he just, I mean, to me, he comes across as kind of feminine in any ways. But, like, so I almost kind of feel like that was a proper matchup. But, I mean, if we're talking about the topic, like.
But even with that. I don't feel like he would have I don't think he would have just hit Zell Swag like that. I feel like he hit Mr. Ray like that, because he know Mr. Ray was not going to hit back. But I don't think A1 would have popped Zell Swag like that.
Never. Zell would have went crazy on him. But that goes back to what I'm saying. It's really about staying in our lane. Like me, I'm a female. I feel like I can fight. But, you know, I'm 5'5", and I'm built the way I'm built. But if there's a girl that's 6 foot, which there's some girl that's 6 foot, you know, I'm not no punk, but I'm not about to sit here and go like, bah, 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 girl, you know what I mean? And knowing good and dang well, you know, I'm going to have to get rescued at the end of the day. Don't fight nobody that you're going to have to get rescued, you know, like, and you should know that.
All right. Thank you.
Thank you.
Bye. All right. Let's take another caller. 267-7126, you're live on the air.
Hi, Armand. Hello. How are you?
Good. How are you?
I'm good. No, I don't think it's fair. I don't think a straight man should fight a gay man or a transsexual.
Okay,
I don't think
tell
it's
us
a
why.
Fair fight. It, to me, it's just not a fair fight. I mean, I just can't see him doing it. It's not fair. It's just the same as if a transsexual fight a woman. Like, that's a man and a woman. Like, you can't, you're going to beat her. She can't begin to beat you. So, I don't know. I just feel like a straight man shouldn't fight a gay man.
Thank you, caller.
I could be wrong. You're welcome. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Y'all are killing me with the transgender still being men, y'all. Like, that takes me out, because that's a conversation that I cannot get in. I don't want to dive into. 702-4830, you're live on the air.
Hello?
Hey, what's going on?
Well, I am actually trans.
Okay.
And I actually believe, and this is, I know that a lot of trans girls in the trans community won't agree with me, but I actually believe that, you know, if you're going to try a straight man or try to fight a straight man, you better be ready to fucking get your ass kicked. Yes, I know. Some fights we just can't win. I mean, we're not built like men anymore. Being on the fact that we take medication, we take hormones,
right,
and we soften ourselves. We are not the same. So let's say you used to be a pro boxer or whatever, and you know how to fight, fine. But you also have to remember that you are a trans woman now, and you should behave like one. Then another thing, there's times when I've been disrespected and I actually walk away because I know that's a man, and I know that not every man isn't going to not put their hands on you. There will be some days that a man is going to get mad and he's going to fucking punch you. And this past weekend, I was disrespected on several occasions by a client who comes and sees my performance, and he got upset over the fact that I refused to accept his money, trying to solicit me. So I just couldn't, I couldn't take it when he called me a worthless fucking hooker. So I had to punch him.
What?
And I got, I
and
had,
this was out
I
in Philadelphia.
Suspended. No, this was in Las Vegas. And I did bring up this to management and everything, and they still let him in because obviously this man tends to spend money at the establishment. But that still does not give him the right to go in there and disrespect me. It's been happening more than a few months. And I just couldn't help it. I had to hit him. I had to. I did not care if I was going to get my ass kicked by him. And I had to. And then he did threaten by saying that he would come back and kill me. And I was just, I'm like, don't care. But I do believe that sometimes when it comes down to it, and if you're right, you're right. You got to beat somebody's ass. You can't just let anybody put you down and degrade you and make you feel like everyone being trans women is a prostitute. They're wrong. Not every girl needs to be paid. Some of us can actually live a normal life and try to have a normal job. And that's kind of like what made me upset because, you know, heterosexuals who supposedly believe or call themselves straight, you know, they always try to put the trans community or the trans women down by offering them money or telling them that they're nothing or they will never be of what they are, which is pretty fucked up, you know? Yes, it's true that sometimes as trans women, we get out of hand when we, you know, hit someone or whatever, but another thing, trans women should never put their hands on another woman, a biological woman. I don't believe in that bullshit. You should respect the woman. Even if she's being disrespectful, walk away. You should remember who gave birth to you, who brought you to this world. And you should have respect for women no matter what.
I
always believe that. So I have six sisters. And I always tell my sisters, you know, don't ever try to fight another trans woman or whatever. If you ever have a problem, call me. And, you know, we've been there on several occasions because obviously Las Vegas is full of trans women. And, you know, I know how a sister can be. So I always tell them, I'm like, you know, you shouldn't be, you know, that way. You know, you should always be respectful, respect one another. Ultimately, when it comes down to it, that's what it should be like. Be respectful. And if you know you're going to get your ass kicked, then go for it, honey. You want to get your ass kicked? Go for it. Other than that, if you believe that you're in the right, you're in the right.
Thank you, love, and thanks for being a supporter of the show. And have a good time in Vegas. Bye.
Thank you. Bye.
Okay. 812-6507, you're live on the air.
I will beat a bitch ass.
Okay. 323-0719, you're live on the air.
Okay.
323-0719. Hi, Armand.
Hey, turn me down in the back.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Okay. I love you, Armand, first off.
Okay.
But let me say this.
Okay.
And I've witnessed this. This is something that you wouldn't even have seen 10 or 15 years ago. But I look on the internet all the time, social media all the time, and what I see that needs to be a question is I see full-fledged men actually fighting women. And I see it all the time, like in high schools, outside of clubs.
That's a different conversation because you really want to get into that. Because then if I answer that in the right, and if I answer that, I'm risking cancellation. And see, because if I say the truth about that, a lot of women might feel some type of way. The reality of that situation is that is definitely happening in the heterosexual community. However, there's a lot of women that are more focused on making sure gay men are being beat up or being put in their place by men than worrying about why these men are attacking them. There's a lot of women who will forgive that man who whips her ass.
Right.
But will drag a transgender and drag a gay man for even arguing with a woman, but go home to a man that's knocking the shit out of him every day and they're justifying it, putting on makeup, hiding it, not telling anybody. But let a gay man call you a bitch, then it's a problem. But you got a whole nigga at home that call you a bitch and a hoe and he whip your ass.
But you're right. And
I don't really
want
to get into those kind of things.
Yeah. I get your point, and I get the inequality in it. You know, I do. I get your point, and I get the inequality in it. And that brings me back to my point. And my point was, if a man can fight a woman, a full-fledged woman, anybody can get it.
That's true.
And then in reference to the caller that was just on, I mean, I'm for everybody. I'm not against anybody, okay? I'm for everybody. But Mr. Ray don't look like he's going through any kind of treatment or any kind of, I mean, when you are trans, there are different levels. Like, do you lose your strength automatically? You know, there's some people
Here's the thing. When you take hormones, that softens up your skin. So that's why you see some transgenders are harder than others. The harder ones are not on moans. So the moans make them more flesh, so they're not strong as other men. Like they are, their bodies are literally broken down to be softer, more delicate. That's why you see some trans women that are beautiful and they don't even look like a man because a lot of them have started their hormones earlier, so it does the shift. So it's less testosterone there. Yeah, but a lot of people don't do the research on that. So that's why you have different levels of transgender. Some transgenders look a lot harder, but that's because they're not on their hormones. But there's other ones that have started since they were teens, and so they develop into these women. But people will say, because you're trans, that means you're not, you're still a man. But without realizing that, they don't have the same strength as a man. They don't have that strength. A lot of them don't have that same physical strength. They may have some of the features still, but they don't have that strength all the way.
Oh, I understand. Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Thank you. Thanks for taking my call. Thank
no
you.
No problem.
Armand, I love you. Bye.
Thank you.
Bye.
Yes, we get into some things. All right. 214-7479. You're live on the air.
Hi, love. How are you?
Good. How are you?
I'm great. So, okay, first thing is, let's see here. Okay, let's go with the straight boys versus the gay boys fighting.
Okay.
My take on that is, the thing about that is it's kind of sketchy because I know a lot of gay boys that stay in the gym, that are buff, that could really go as far as looking like a straight man. So how do you decide, you know what I'm saying, like, okay, he's gay, so I can't fight him, but he looks straight, if you get what I'm saying.
So let's bring it back to that. That's my thing. I'm saying you can have smoke with a gay boy or a straight boy. So my thing is perfect, have that energy. A lot of times, some of these straight men will have the energy with the gay boy that they can tell is gay. but they won't have that energy with the gay boy that they can't tell is gay.
Okay, I get what you're saying.
So
okay,
in the case of Mr. Ray and A1, I felt like Zell, even though we know Zell is gay, Zell Swag would have definitely popped off back and probably knocked A1. But you know, Mr. Ray got alopecia. He's sitting down. You know, Mr. Ray don't fight. He run his mouth,
right.
But he's not a fighter. So A1,
right.
you went and slapped up Mr. Ray. But Zell Swag is just as messy. Calling Summer Bundy and everything else. And he didn't threaten. A1 didn't have that smoke for Jason Lee.
Well, yeah, because Jason Lee is a little thick one, so I can see why. So I guess it just depends on the person's stature and, you know, how they look physically. I guess we have to go by that.
However, I will say this, though. On the flip side, for the gay boys that really don't like to fight, at the end of the day, girl, you cannot be messy, messy, messy and not think that you won't get popped.
Come on.
You can't be messy
and
don't think you won't get popped.
Right. And then I would like to also, whenever you get a chance, can we please, whenever you get a chance, because I know I asked you, I think, on your live on Facebook when you were still in New York, I think I asked you to talk about Flame Monroe's interview on The Breakfast Club. So whenever you get a chance, watch that video, and please, can we have a video on that?
Okay, so we'll get into that. We'll get into that, too. I promise to catch up on that and get into that this week, okay? We got a lot to get into this week, so we're going to do it, okay? Thanks, Boo.
Thank you so much, Boo.
Bye. All right. We'll take a couple more, and then we're going to wrap that thing up. 718-7081, you live on the air.
Hey, Armand, how are you?
Good, how are you?
Okay, so I agree on what you were saying, and the thing with fighting, first of all, nobody should fight, period. But I've been a party promoter for many years, and I've seen it all. And I've seen where, and it's just like what you said, Mr. Ray is not a fighter, and it's about if you're a fighter or not. Now, I've seen this transvestite minding his business, and this straight guy hollered at him, said something that he found disrespectful, and he talked back to him, and the straight guy didn't like it. So then a fight ensued. Because the straight guy thought that she was a woman, the transvestite whipped his ass so bad that the dude got up and couldn't even understand it. He was like, how is this happening? He went and got his brother and brought his brother to show that this woman beat his ass. Well, the transvestite dropped his ass too, both of them at the same time. Pow, 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 pow. He kicked them heels off and fucked them up. You know what I'm saying? So, and that was a fighter. You understand? Unassuming one. So I just think it's, and what the guy did to Mr. Ray, that was some sucker-ass shit, because I've seen it. So, you know, that was totally wrong. And Mr. Ray is not a fighter. So it's about whether you're a fighter or not. If you bring it, then you should take it.
Yes.
You know?
Carla, I do have to say this. I know that your intentions were pure, but I don't think that you could use the word transvestite.
Why not? Because he was a transvestite. That's what he... Okay, look, we're talking 15 years ago. So back then, they were labeled transvestites.
Okay. Well,
okay,
I think
so,
they're transgender now.
Okay, future now. So but he's not a transgender now. And I'm going to tell you why. He's a transvestite that dates dykes. He dates dykes. Okay? So what do we call that? Lesbian? What? I'm serious.
Okay. Yeah.
I'm telling you that's what it was all about. I mean, it is what it is, bro. Like I said, I've seen it all.
Thank you, caller. Have a good one. Thank you.
All right.
These people, y'all. I swear, man. I'm not taking this private call because last time y'all was on some bullshit. Let me think. We're going to take a couple more. 973-0958, you live on the air.
Hi, can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you. What's going on?
I'm okay. How are you?
Good.
I just wanted to, I guess, I kind of agree with what a bunch of people have been saying, but I do think you can't really control how people react. If you decide you're going to, like, provoke somebody with just, like, words, you have to be prepared for whatever their reaction may be. Even if you don't know what it is, you need to be prepared for whatever they decide to do if you're provoking someone in that way. However, I do think if you are the person being provoked, you should be allowed to defend yourself. If, like, someone's physically provoking you. However, I do think that you also need to consider your power as it relates to the person that's provoking you. Like, if they're just yelling or throwing language at you, I think you really need to consider what's your power in relation to them. Because in the same way you wouldn't fight a child because you know you're stronger, if there's someone provoking you and they're not physically harming you, I think you do need to consider, is it worth it to possibly harm this person in a way they never could harm you just because of sheer strength? Does that make sense?
Yeah. I totally agree.
That's all I wanted to say.
Well, thanks, Boo. I appreciate your call.
Thank you. Have a good day.
You too. All right, let's take one more. 415-9463, you live on the air.
Yes, good afternoon, Armand. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm good, thank you. In relation to this topic, I think that the only reason you should be putting your hands on somebody is if, like the last lady said, if it's self-defense or if they're putting their hands on you. However, like you said earlier, if somebody's putting their hands on you, whether they're gay or straight, masculine or femme, you should take that as them trying to take your life out, and you better use every avenue to get their hands off you, whether it's your feet, your fists, a knife, a blade, some bleach with ammonia mixed up in it, whatever you can do.
Right.
That's all I had to say.
Thanks, Bill.
Have a good one. Bye-bye.
All right, y'all. So